Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, and a guy who doesn't like hot weather. Even so, he joins us this morning as our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I was going to, last week, I think I said welcome to spring. Well, today it's welcome to summer. Yeah, we had quite an amazing night. The temperatures never got below 50, and things kept right on being active. The frogs kept right on calling all night, which is something they don't usually do, and they're calling again right now. And with the forecast in the 80s today, we're going to see the emergence of some other things going on, namely that of some of the insects that we haven't talked about much yet. Yeah, looking back on it, it's hard to believe that when we spoke last time, it was still April. And I wanted to have just a little summary of April. April, as I forecasted, would be colder than normal. Yes, it is. It was about 2 degrees cooler than normal, the first time since February of last year that we had a month cooler than normal. Precipitation was about normal, and snowfall, thanks to the first third of the month, was above normal. We had other things happen, of course. April is the thawing month, and we had ice out during the middle of the month. We had the snowfall all melted by also about the middle of the month. And so now we get into May, which is the greening month. May is also a time we get warmer. We're going to certainly experience it today. 80s in May happens every year. You know, there are always those who say, well, we never used to be this warm. Well, most of the days of May, we don't get in the 80s, but it happens pretty much every year. Yesterday was quite an amazing day. We had kind of cool rain early morning, temperatures in the 30s, but thanks to that southwest wind and sunlight, the temperature shot up to be about 80, a difference of over 40 degrees in one day. Now, we're not going to see that much of a difference today, but we are certainly going to see it quite warm. May is also when we begin our rainy season. We have 5 months. We have May, June, July, August, and September. We have 5 months every year where the rainfall is more than 3 inches for the month. And, yeah, that's our rainy season, and it begins in May, usually a little bit later. It's also the time we start seeing some thunder showers, and that could be happening today. Yeah, overall, though, it is the greening month, and wow, has it happened in the last few days. It's just amazing. I have talked about before how the forest greens from the bottom up. It's the small plants, it's the shrubs and things like that that get the leaves first. And then the small, little bit bigger trees start getting leaves, but the really tall trees don't get their leaves. Oaks and maples and basswood don't get their leaves until the end of the month or toward the end of the month. However, aspen are in between there. They're a fairly tall tree, but they're not as big as some of the other ones. And right now they are greening. Just amazing. Oh, gosh, absolutely amazing. My walk this morning, I saw dozens of trees with green leaves that were not there yesterday. It's just amazing how fast it happens. That's going on with the aspen. There's plenty going on elsewhere in the world of plants. I took an amazing walk at Jay Cook State Park yesterday. I would recommend anybody this weekend wants to get out to see the spring wildflowers. That is the place to go. I found between going there and on a section of the Munger Trail right nearby, I found 16 kinds of wildflowers in bloom. Wow. And many of these I talked about before that were starting to bloom. Last week, that list would have only been about five, but it shot up so much. There's so much going on. The two that really amazed me yesterday was spring beauties. Spring beauties I had mentioned before, but wow, are they taking off the forest floor. They're an amazing little flower. They only grow a couple inches tall. They have skinny, almost grass-like leaves, and then they have five petals. They have lines inside of them. Whoever named them Spring Beauty got a really good name. You get down and take a close look at it. They're quite amazing. But the other thing I find is amazing is how they just grow in huge numbers, taking over the forest floor. It's just terrific. They are a great example of what's called an ephemeral. They have a very quick life cycle. You come back, even though yesterday where I was, there were, hundreds of feet of Spring Beauties in bloom. You come back in the summertime, and you can't find a single one. They have run their life cycle above ground. They stay alive underground. But, yeah, that's the spring beauty. The other one that really impressed me was the trout lilies. Trout lilies are always out at Jay Cook State Park. It's quite easy to find them. But to see the great numbers in bloom like I saw yesterday, it seems like you have to be at the right place at the right time. We have both the yellow and the white trout lilies, and there are not a lot of places where you can see them blooming side by side, but Jay Cook is one place you can. In addition to that, there were bellworts, there were violets, there's toothwort, there's wood anemone, wild strawberry, a wild ginger, marsh marigold, all the list goes on and on. It's just an amazing place. Get out and take a look. If we wait a little bit longer, the trees will put out their leaves and the flowers will get shaded and they will fade. They have a very short period of time, only I'd say within 2 weeks, most of them will be on the way down. And so we have to take advantage of it when we can. The other thing that's going on is there are other plants that grow on the forest floor. Namely, the fiddleheads of the ferns are coming up. And the fiddleheads are called that because they look like the scroll on the end of a violin or the fiddle. And they unroll their leaves. In the world of ferns, the leaf is called a frond. And it grows from an underground branch. And they unroll this every year. It looks like they die at the end of the year, but they don't. They stay alive underground. And then when we get into May, they just shoot up all over the place in these little fiddleheads. The fiddleheads are very quick to unroll, and they grow quite big. And this same place that I was talking about at Jay Cook State Park, you come back in a month, and you won't see any of the spring wildflowers at all, but you will see ferns that might be 3 feet tall. So it's quite a fascinating thing to follow at this time of year. In addition to that, there is some fungus out there. The fungus that most people look for in May is the morel. And morel is not that common in this area. And most people, if they find it, they never tell you where it is anyway. So you have to kind of come upon it on your own. There is, however, its lookalike, something called the false morel. False morel is not the same, and it should be avoided being eaten. Well, I found a lot of those. I found about two dozen of them in my front yard a couple of days ago, and that's not really that unusual. Other things of note, I mentioned the frogs. The wood frogs are already calling, but the chorus frogs, the spring peepers, the leopard frogs, and now the gray tree frogs have started to call as well. And I think very soon we're going to hear the toads calling. In addition to that, I was out around the lake a few days ago, and these kind of days in spring, when it's warm and the water is still cold, the turtles will come up on logs to bask, and I counted no less than 50 up on a single log, about a 40-foot log. Butterflies are out of several kinds. I've seen 7 kinds this week, including the tiny blue ones called spring azures. I think I talked about them last time, how they are the first ones to emerge from the chrysalis in the spring. And they are out in pretty good numbers. I find plenty of new spider webs are showing up. But when it comes to May, most people probably think in terms of the migration of the warblers. I haven't seen that many kinds yet. I've seen only 3 kinds, but they are out there. And they're going to be coming a lot more. They time their arrival back here at about the same time the leaves start showing up in the trees. And when the leaves start showing up in the trees, they are immediately fed upon by tiny caterpillars. And the warblers come back at just set about that time to eat the caterpillars. So, yes, it all fits together really well. The mosquito season has not started very much yet. I expect it will be soon. Mosquitoes have to go through their metamorphosis in the water before they can come out to greet us. And then they have to go through a mating ritual as well. And then it's only the females that will take blood from us. But all that will be happening before long. And in addition to the warblers that are going to be eating these things, there's going to be thrushes, flycatchers, vireos, more sparrows, grosbeaks. Who knows, maybe even hummingbirds will be showing up. So by the time we speak next week, we have to have a completely different story to tell. So get out and enjoy it, Lisa. It's going to be a terrific weekend.
I have every intention of doing so, Larry. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future.